Page 110, Exercise 2.
You will hear part of a radio program presented by author and foodie Pat Chapman. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
In Britain, we spend £26 million a week in Indian restaurants and eat 25 million portions of chicken tikka masala a year. Pat Chapman, author of The Cobra Good Curry Guide and founder of The Curry Club, is the presenter of our food programme today.
Well, the curry story is certainly an interesting one. When Emperor Napoleon failed to capture the British Isles, he dismissed its inhabitants as a nation of shopkeepers. But if he were around today, he might observe that we're now a nation of curry housekeepers. Curry's become not simply an interesting dish to have as a takeaway from time to time, it's become a national obsession. Surprisingly enough, it wasn't until the twilight of the Raj that Britain's first Indian restaurant, Veera Swami, opened in 1926 in London's Piccadilly. Such is the popularity of curry that the restaurant's still there, but this was very nearly not the case. By 1950, there were just 6 curry restaurants in the whole of Britain. Curry hadn't really caught on, and it might never have done so had it not been for the chronic labour shortage caused by the nation's newfound post-war prosperity. It was solved by bringing in immigrant labour from the West Indies and South Asia. The Indians, finding Britain to be a spice desert, soon made arrangements to import their beloved spices and foodstuffs. It wasn't long before enterprising Indians began investing in restaurants to offer Indian food to the indigenous British population. It was a revelation to a nation who considered garlic a suspicious item. Not only was curry addictive, but it was, above all, affordable. In just 4 decades, Britain became besotted with curry. Today, there's scarcely a town in the country without its Indian. The total in the UK is a staggering 9,000, and they still continue to open and expand. We still, erroneously, refer to our curry restaurants as Indian. In fact, over 85% are run by people from Bangladesh, with only 8% run by Indians and 8% by Pakistanis. Interestingly, many of our Indian restaurants still operate to a formula that was pioneered in the late 1940s. A way had to be found to deliver a variety of curries from order to table without unreasonable delay. Authentic Indian recipes require hours of cooking in individual pots, and there was no guarantee that they would ever be ordered. So, cubed meat, chicken or potatoes and vegetables were lightly curried and chilled, and a large pot of thick curry gravy, a kind of master stock, was brewed to medium strength. To this day, portion by portion, on demand, these ingredients are reheated by pan-frying them with further flavourings. In this way, one cook can knock up several dishes within minutes. Rice is pre-cooked, breads and tandoori items made to order by a different specialist, and, hey presto, your order's ready. The menu can be very long, and any dish is available with meat, poultry, prawn, king prawn, and most vegetables too. This is still the formula of the standard British curry house. However, it's clear that, judging by the many new restaurants which seem to appear almost daily and the selection which appear in the Good Curry Guide, curry is a-changing.